The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you guys wishing you went to the Taylor Swift concert?
I'm going tonight.
Are you really? Shut up.
Yeah.
What? How did you get tickets? Who are you going with?
I'm just real good.
She's performing tonight. How many nights in a row has that been?
He knows people.
he knows her personally.
Taylor Swift just performed six shows in LA?
That's what it seems like.
It's like the Harry Styles.
That's insane. The fact that she's performing every day and putting that much energy and voice into every show and is able to not lose her voice makes no sense to me.
I would have to be on an IV all the time. Do you
think she probably talk between shows?
If I was Taylor Swift's manager, I'd be get in this fucking capsule every night. Nobody touch her.
All new people every single day, or you think it's just hardcore fans back to back?
A lot of my friends have gone multiple days.
There's people going multiple shows.
It's great though. Did you see she tipped her drivers hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Yeah, the truck drivers that are driving across the country to all our shows.
Oh wow,
$100K each truck driver.
That's why I want endless amounts of money. Just to tip somebody $100,000?
Yeah,
Mariah loves tipping.
She's boosted the economy, the LA economy, from her shows she's been doing this past week. Over $380 million.
Dude, Todd told me that.
What?
Insane.
Yeah.
That's when you... Just with all the Uber drivers and restaurants nearby the cons. Wow.
380. You sold out an arena? That's cool. No, you boosted the economy. At his next level.
Imagine having that much power.
She'll be the new Margaritaville, people are saying.
Oh,
100%. Jimmy Buffett, you know how he has a whole chain of hotels and casinos and restaurants?
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift may be the new retirement community.
Do it.
Of our generation.
Do it.
I say go for it.
did you see the guy that he's just a rich dude that'll go into restaurants or different businesses and he'll tip an employee $100 if they sing the national anthem?
Yes.
But they have to really get into it. Ugh. You can't just sit there and just rip through it quickly. He's
So he goes up to them and say, I'll give you $100 if you sing the national anthem? Or is it kind of like a game?
Dude, the national anthem, as a kid, I knew it the back of my hand. As an adult, if you have no music playing and someone asks you to sing it.
I think I can sing word for word right now.
Go.
I really can perform.
Back up and really belt it.
This is gonna get demonetized.
If our national anthem gets demonetized,
it's gonna get demonetized by the government.
No, Francis Scott Key's family is gonna come for us.
All right, you ready? Ready?
We have Zayn Hijazi who is gonna be performing our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed in the twilight's last gleaming.
Take your time.
Boots for stripes and bright stars.
Through the what?
Whom imperiled thus far.
Hey.
When the land that we watch is so gallantly streaming in the rocket's red glare. The bombs bursting in air.
Gave what?
Gave truth to the lie that our flag was still there. Come on, y'all. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave. Oh, the land of the free. and the home of the brave.
Damn, Zane. Good job.
Don't forget to check out Cremota Coffee every Monday and Tuesday.
I'm busting a sweat singing. Wow, I've never performed in front of an audience like
this. I would love to see the reaction if we just posted that. Just, like 4 minutes.
That's the only thing.
A 4 minute podcast. Just a little teaser of what to expect on
I love
on
that.
Filter.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, there you go. Let's roll the intro, baby. Oh, my. I think I lost my voice a little. It's coffee time, baby. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, say, can't you see on the last early library?
The bombs.
Wow. I just puked a little bit.
Really?
I exerted so much energy into that.
You put a lot into it.
Oh, if you smell puke, I'm so sorry. I actually just puked a little.
All right, don't worry.
Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Americans.
We're patriotic.
And we are patriotic.
I know.
I can't believe Francis Scott Key like wrote that like while the war was going on.
Why did you like, say Francis Scott Key like two episodes ago?
Did I?
Somebody was talking about Francis Scott Key, either you or you. Was it?
My middle name is Francis. I was probably talking about myself.
That's probably what it was.
Maybe
you didn't go to like the house of Francis Scott Key?
I went to Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross. All right. I get them all confused.
They're American.
But I didn't tell you that. I went this weekend.
But you posted it.
Yes, I did.
Have you heard the second half of that?
Wait, which song are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. There is this bonus little track.
There's a bonus.
It says, "Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved home and the war's desolation, blessed with victory and peace, may the heaven rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us as a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause is just. And this be our motto, in God we trust."
A motto.
And God is our trust.
Oh, and God is our trust.
And the Star-Spangled Banner in triumph shall wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave.
That's not bad.
It sounds like a Taylor Swift song.
I think the reason they got rid of it is because it's like, it talks about like heaven and in God we trust.
We have that on our currency. It says in God we trust on every like penny and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe it just doesn't sound good.
I couldn't even imagine that in the song.
How long it would take if there was that part.
Fergie doing it.
I bet it's advertising. They just want to cut to commercials as fast as they can.
I watch that performance maybe once a month. It is such a wild performance. Everybody's reactions to her singing. I thought it was fake when it first came out. I was like, there's no way.
It's pretty cool to hold like the title of worst performance.
Choices in the Star Spangled Banner.
That's pretty cool though.
She pulled like a Jessie J. Remember Jessie J did the price tag and it's just one of her,
I thought that song was popping.
Money, it ain't about the cha-ching, cha-ching.
Her performance.
Yeah, where she just like rap, sang, talked it kind
of. She does have one of the most underrated voices though. Like she does have an amazing voice. Yeah. Sometimes I think about like why I'm not crazy about concerts. I was just thinking like, because the artist always sings it differently and you're singing along and then they do it a little different. You're like,
that's crazy.
Shuts off your momentum.
I was about to say it and then you started talking. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Concerts, they
don't go by the same rhythm as they do in their like tracks. Why do they, is it because they want to give them a different experience?
I think live, they're professionals. They probably like, if I was a dancer, I'd freestyle a couple different parts. You know what I mean? It's just like, they just feel it and do their own thing. But I don't know. You don't really.
I always get like embarrassed because like I'll be singing along like correctly and then it's not at the same tempo.
Yeah. They add a different chorus somewhere else.
And then everyone's just offbeat.
Yeah. And you're like, I swear I know the words.
Do you correct a friend if they have the lyrics wrong?
No, because I sing them wrong. So I just think there's no point.
Yeah.
Like that's like an annoying.
And you just
like,
get tired. Like Todd, I mean, I would have no breath left.
Oh, right.
You know,
right.
Like, no, just let him, and you let him sing it and then you just kind of sing it with them. And if they mess up, you just let it slide.
Todd listens to the 1975 Robbers. I swear he listens to it every day. And I've heard him sing it. I'm like, that's not the words. And buddy, you listen to that song every day.
Okay, I get that because that's me.
I'm the same way too, but I hit the rhythm. So you can't really tell that I'm saying the words wrong. But Todd is just getting the rhythm and the words. So you just really hear it.
But he's having the time of his life.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
So he's having a better time than me when I'm trying to sing.
Yeah, you can't correct somebody like that.
Exactly.
I get it. I do. The only lyrics I know backwards and forwards, it's only a handful of songs. It's when I was in middle school and high school, because you would read the like, oh, you would go on. My friend, she sent me an old Facebook post where it's like a Q&A thing about yourself. And one of the things was your favorite website. And mine was A to Z Lyrics. So wow. I was on that. There was nothing else to do but sit there and learn like Eminem songs.
And it was really popular to like read the lyrics as you're singing, but nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, bless like all CD. Those people that typed it out and put it in like a PowerPoint video with the song playing over it for no reason.
We don't know if they're right or wrong.
They weren't making any money off that. They were just doing it for us just to sit there and read along. Well, that was the only way you could listen to what you wanted.
It's good business too. Like you want everybody to memorize the songs because people want to hear something that they know all the words to all the time.
And CDs had it. Right?
That was the best in the CD booklet.
Yeah.
They had the lyrics in the CD.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that's a lot of.
If the artist was like feeling generous, you know.
Oh, that's nice. I was watching this video of these three guys listening to like the new Nicki Minaj rap song. And they're like, it just came out. So they're doing like a live listen. Normally, when you hear people like listening to it, they listen to like, oh my God, this is so sick. But like, there's some people like these three guys, every line that she said, they're just like, oh my God.
Yes. Oh
my God. Like that's crazy to me that like people can take each line in a song when they're listening for the first time and they know exactly what it's about.
What it means.
I have a weird cringe to those like first time listen videos where people are like, oh.
If they're obsessed with the artist, they know everything about their life and what they're going through. Right, I get it, but it's just crazy that people can take that line so quickly.
He can tell me exactly what a song is about, and I won't even I won't even have a thought of what it's about. I'm just like, if it sounds good to my ear, I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't will hear a song differently. So
we've talked about this. Some people hear the rhythm.
Yeah.
Some people hear like the instrumental.
I strictly hear lyrics. A lot of people hear lyrics as another instrument playing, and it's just like a big thing, if that makes sense.
Right.
It would feel like just another sound going on with the beat and the drums, and it doesn't...
It's like reading words, a book.
Yeah.
The words aren't really... don't matter.
Yeah. But it's weird. Some artists, like, I can hear their words so clearly in my head, and, like, I understand... Like Lil Wayne, I can... I follow it all. Jay-Z, I'm like, I'm a little lost. Like, it's different though. Uh-huh. But they're both like the same. But like, Jay-Z, I'm like listening for the beats. Different.
Zane and I cannot hear the lyrics because we have auditory processing disorder.
I thought you were about to say autism. Like, yes.
And we have a touch of the tism.
A touch of the tism.
Tism the season.
Absolutely. You know what? I stand proud. I stand tall with that
shit. Should we do a Christmas card? Tism the season.
Oh, I love that. I have it. I got a lot of problems. And when I talked about this, but when I'm 70, you're going to be like, Zane, you said it all along.
Yeah.
And I know I have many problems.
Oh, no, we don't have teeth.
I just got to find another girl that's on the spectrum too.
Ooh.
She's on one end of the spectrum. I'm on the other. And they,
is that on
your kids meet in the middle?
Yeah.
Is that on Bumble now? Is there like a little feature where you can be like, you know, drink socially, smoker, non-smoker, spectrum, like on it.
Tough to communicate with. I don't know, like something like that. Like that'd be pretty fun to...
Or they should have a scale where you're putting like where you feel like you are.
That is a good thing to have on like a dating app.
Hey, just want to let you know.
Yeah.
I lean a little bit.
Yeah. It, like, you want to explain yourself?
It's true because when it comes down to relationships and all that, like that, it comes down to like that spectrum.
I could see people like setting their type that they're looking for on the spectrum and like, going specifically.
Well, it's like love on the spectrum. They kind of match make all those different people who have autism with compatible people with autism.
A friend sent this to us in our group chat, but I tried looking into it. I'm just not, that's not my world at all. Like the whole like LK99 battery, long lasting battery. Have you guys like
yes.
LK-99, it's like an infinite, infinite lasting battery. I'm surprised you have not. This has not popped up on your
feed. I've been in Tennessee for the last week and I haven't been on social media at all. So if it popped up.
Oh, you would love this.
So you know like what a super conductor is, right?
Okay.
It's a thing. It's shit. I'm not a scientist. I'm
Fuck,
not a physicist.
You
know the toughest thing about like energy is that energy is not infinite. We have created like an infinite battery to charge everything.
Okay.
So you have to do all these extreme things to create energy.
Yeah.
they've basically, an extraordinary claim by scientists in South Korea has sparked wild hopes of a utopian future where no health condition goes undiagnosed. What? Sorry.
So it's basically a battery that is able to recharge itself indefinitely.
Like this little battery can power like an entire country.
It's little?
Yeah.
Well, it's at a small scale, but they realize what's happening right now with this small battery is that this could be a potential for like an infinite energy source or superconductors in the future.
They're not going to allow us to have that.
and that's what I like. As soon as I saw, I was like, oh, there's no way they're going to let everybody just have this.
Right. This will be huge. If it actually happens. Donald.
But you know
it's
what?
It'll be the best superconductor in the land.
But that in the wrong hands.
Right. You know what I told Heath the other day? I said, why aren't they making cars out of solar panels?
they're going to make cars that are like, didn't they say they can make cars that can fly with this battery because it's.
Yeah. Oh, not yeah. Not
just
only cars.
Put a solar panel. Okay.
First of all, people can't even drive on the road.
Yeah.
Without.
I could drive on in the sky.
Oh, you want to?
I would not trust anybody flying above that could get in an accident and then come crashing
down. But you have to think about it. It's not gonna. I don't think it's just gonna be like everybody can go anywhere. I think it's like a designated thing where it's like almost like autopilot. Where your car will
like
just be
able
to...
Like a little Mario Kart ramp for a second.
Yeah, something
over
like
the
that.
Freeway.
Yeah.
But just everything we build requires energy. Everything that we do requires energy. That's the cost of everything. We would love to solve a lot of problems in the world. It just takes energy and money. If you had an infinite source of energy, that cuts out like a lot of the need. Like they say, like, you know, there's a shortage of water in the world. But we're like, oh, but we have all the oceans. Yes, but there's salt water in the ocean. But the thing is, it requires all the energy to get the salt out.
Right.
Okay? So once you have then like infinite energy, that then problem is solved. Does that make sense
saying? It sounds like something in like Mission Impossible movie that just is just a fiction.
It makes sense, but I don't think they want our life to be that easy.
Well, I'd love to see where this goes. This just came out maybe like a 5 days ago.
Interesting.
Like this was just like all over the internet. But I thought that was very interesting.
I picture one giant light switch for the city.
Pull the lever.
As soon as they come out, it's like, all right, accessible. The power grid. just something to switch it.
They also just banned, what's the word? Incandescent light bulbs.
What's
like
that?
You can't buy those light bulbs anymore.
Now you can only get LED lights, which is.
Oh, right. We noticed that.
Wait, like these light bulbs?
We have these vintage lamps.
It's.
And
oh,
they
like
came
Edison
with
bulbs?
Those. Yes, yeah. They came with the Edison bulbs, and they went out. So I went to order more. Not one of them gets delivered to California. And then I looked it up, and you can't get them anywhere.
Oh, great!
It's the old bulbs that have like the coils, and then
they're
zigzags back.
You go
and
into
forth.
Like a little rustic bar. They got them like hanging around and shit.
Oh yeah,
but, like gold.
There's so many places that use that.
Yeah, every bar with craft beer.
Yeah,
it's they're just fog. They're
gonna
have
rope
to shut
going around that one pile of wood.
Yeah,
that's like
they're gonna have to shut down. That's how they overcharge it because they have those light bulbs.
Imagine it changing to LED. No, they're going.
And the LED ones, but just make sure you get like warm lights. I hate people who have like the bright, like surgical, like classroom. Yes. Like, why do you want those lights in your house?
My mom has those lights right now, and I'm like, it hurts your eye. It's hard to look at.
Yeah, it's everything. Very harsh.
Yeah, I think we want the warmth. I think us as humans, we're used
it's
to
natural.
Fire. We're used to candlelight.
Yeah.
That's what
this
we
honestly, this
with.
Light right here is the perfect light. It's like it's like
a good warm color.
Yeah, it's like 40% yellow, 60% white. Mm.
Just like it's, you, Zane.
40% yellow.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Did you see the Kai meetup?
The Kai meetup, yes, in New York City. Who he's a streamer, right?
Yeah, he's like the number one Twitch streamer.
I don't follow any streamers at all, and it's wild. Like,
did you see it?
I it didn't pop up anywhere on my feed, so I have not really been.
Jordan showed me when I got back. It is the most insane thing I've ever seen for a meetup. He was basically going to give away like PlayStations and
in Union Square Park,
the amount of people that were there and then started a riot and then just started breaking shit all around.
No.
How big is this streamer?
He's huge. Was this his first time in America? Is he a British streamer?
Yeah.
Oh my
bigger
God.
Bigger than like Ninja.
It turned into
what?
Mayhem.
So then,
oh my gosh.
Cars were getting destroyed. Businesses were getting broken. It was
why were they rioting? Unreal.
So now he just got charged for inciting a riot. They were like trying to get into cars, and then people started driving away with them on top of it.
What the heck?
It's insane.
Oh my God.
No, it was.
Well, but also, don't be stupid and jump on somebody's car just because you're.
Did he underestimate how many people would show up?
I'm assuming.
The thing is, why are you giving away
our first coffee talk?
Why are you giving away free PlayStations in the middle of Manhattan? Huh?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
No, even going there just in the middle of the day without telling anybody you're about to do it, you're gonna gather at least 300 people.
And our first Vine meetup got canceled. Right? We were all in New York City. We had to like find a new.
But
place.
Look at them all over those cars.
But here's the thing, though. I know half those people don't even know who Kai is.
I think it's just mob mentality.
Yeah.
When you see a lot of people flock, you're like, let's go.
Yeah. Okay. There's like a debate going on right now. What do you do in that situation? Like, go back to the car driving away. If you've got 15, 20 people coming up trying to smash your window to get into you.
Oh, wait. This,
in your car.
The person driving or not?
No, I thought they stole the car.
No, people were trying to get. Yeah, there's a bunch of them that happened, but trying to get away because people are like trying to bust their window and get into their car.
Oh, I would drive. Just drive.
A lot of people say, like, there's like a debate on it.
I drive.
Drive, slam on the brakes, floor it, slam on the brakes.
Someone's on my car trying to get into my car. I'm driving as fast as I can.
Left, no, I right, would get
left,
out.
Left, right, left, right.
I don't know. If they're not going to attack me if I get out of the
you,
car.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
Yeah, fight or flight.
Oh. Well, no, I would just honestly get out of the car and let them take it. I bet your insurance will cover a mob riot.
What if they grab you?
The thing is that you don't know what they're trying to do.
I feel like it's like video proof. If all these people are on my car, I'm not going to go run over somebody. I would be like, just get me out of the car.
I
instinctively, if you're in the moment, it's happening fast.
I've seen way too much bad shit happen.
I'd be scared to get out. I'd be scared to get out.
If I knew, I don't know. If I was like, some people wanted to attack me, if I was some politician, I'd be like, drive, get me the hell out of here. But if it was like a mob riot and I was just like a driver and I had no talent in my car, I'd be like, fucking take it. Like, I don't know. I just wouldn't want to be held responsible for running over somebody.
And there's so many kids.
That's a lot. Yeah, that was a lot of young people right there.
Yeah.
Right, you see your cousin.
I was just going to say, I should ask my cousins are cops. They're NYPD.
Oh,
I
they probably they... did.
Get the scoop. Oh, we see Hedaya out there.
Did you see the, like, it just reminds me of, you know, when people protest and they block off the street and like won't let
oh
you
Oh my God.
That shit pisses me off to no Dude. End.
Yeah, people need and to
I'm,
go to hospital.
I'm down for any type, like usually, do like whatever, do your thing. The moment you start like blocking specific cars, you're just like, nope, nope. And people are screaming at you.
I saw one lady was about to deliver a baby. And the, like, had to get through, like, stop doing this shit.
Yeah.
And then did you see the people who cemented their hands?
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Onto the tarmac.
Yes. Cemented it. And then they weren't able to get their hands out.
Yeah.
No, so they were just stuck there?
And then they were stuck there.
Was it hot outside?
They had to like rearrange all these flights that got delayed because of it. Yeah.
Crazy.
I think like holding the only people who should like put strike on like traffic and stuff are unions of people who are providing the service. Like, I understand it's very inconvenient, but why like trains will go on strike all the time, like in London. Those are the people who are operating the trains. They're going on strike. They can control that. But if you're protesting like the environment and you're blocking traffic, like you don't own
it doesn't make sense.
I get making a statement, you know.
People that are on strike for the, you know, the writers and actors are on strike. They're usually in front of production company.
That
makes sense. Like, you're in front of the building, you're showing them you're on strike. I get that, but like you're
But doesn't it kind of freak you out where like is it really? I understand, like, the environment right now is a very sensitive spot. But you know the movie, like, Don't Look Up, where they are, like, all those protesters are trying to, like, warn and tell people, and the whole world just going, oh, you're so silly.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? Yeah. There's no comet that's coming. I'm like, wait, these people are going out of their way to do it. I'm like,
are you talking about the writers and actors?
No, I'm talking about the environmental.
Oh, the environmentalists.
The environmentalists.
I thought you were talking about the writers and actors.
Like, you think they know something we don't?
Yes. Yeah. Where I'm just like, wait, like, hold maybe on. We should. I need to look them dead in the eye. Be like, should I be protesting along with you? Is it getting this serious?
Like, let's get one of them in this room and let's just like talk it. I'm just like, just want to hear them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh,
but Jordan, go to the corner and get a
when you start looking up environmental statistics, it is just some doomsday. It's not good for my mental health.
I just there's just so much shit going on. Like, it's so hard to keep up with everything.
It's a lot.
I had a fender bender yesterday.
No, you didn't.
But you did.
It's fault.
Mine. But so this is what happened.
The honesty.
Can I talk about this? Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure.
It's a fender bender.
So I was pulling out of, you know, like Donna Amelia right there on Laurel Canyon.
Yeah.
You know how, like, when you're exiting out to go back on Laurel Canyon, you can either go up to Mulholland and take that left,
yeah,
or you can make that big courageous left, which it's a, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, and you know how it has that sign? It's like no right turns at 6 a.m., 10 a.m. There's just so much traffic.
Yeah.
I'm right there and I'm like, you know, you have to time it out so right. You're like, okay, now this is fine or it's open. Uh-huh. No one's coming up this way. And I'm like, okay, it's my time. And like I go out and sure enough, this car just starts zooming down. I'm like, shit. I then look in my rear view mirror and I'm in my big old Defender.
Yeah.
And I see like a yellow like DHL truck behind me. And I think that there's tons of space. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm good. There was a small car right behind me.
Oh,
and I went,
my God.
Boop. Because I was trying to save myself, but I didn't. Right. And I'm not used to looking at, I look at rear view cameras when I'm backing out of like a driveway, but not when I'm in an urgent situation.
Oh, okay.
So hit a little bumper.
What kind of car was it?
Was it inflatable?
A Volkswagen.
But hey, like, you know what, Matt? You say they hit you in the back, which usually means it's their fault.
Mm.
I bumped her.
I know. Just
Just I made sure she was okay. Everything filmed the whole thing. But yeah, it was like a Volkswagen Golf.
You filmed the whole thing?
Yeah, because I want to film the whole thing. Like, are you okay? Well, like I'm not like making it seem like I'm filming. I'm just like kind of doing a little body cam of myself. But everything was fine. But it was just, you know, there's moments where you get into it, just your whole world stops.
Did you cut a check or did you take it to insurance?
She took it to a body shop to get an estimate. And like, I hardly saw like any, I understood that like the bumper may have just been like a little bit down and like maybe in the license plate, a little bent and like my tire.
I love the rear end.
It was my fault, but I felt terrible. But then, she was like, but we don't have to get insurance involved. Like I'm going to go get an estimate.
Yeah. If it's a small thing, you should just take care of it right there.
She goes and gets the estimate. And then she goes, it's not that bad. I'm sending it to you now. And it's like $2,700. And I was like, not that bad. Like she's like, but we have to get the insurance involved. I'm like, no, I'm getting my insurance involved. Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I felt bad.
I mean, that's such a tricky situation because like both insurances go up. It's just, it's so stupid how that works. It's like your insurance now goes up after like one accident, but like you never get that back. It just goes up. And then,
but I'd rather my insurance just go up a bit than
But what sucks is that hers goes up too.
Yeah,
the person that's up because both people are in it. But that makes no sense.
Once that happens, then it just completely crashes the value of the car,
right?
Because it's got an accident reported. So that's like my biggest fear about.
And it could be just a little dent, and they'll just report it
as soon as you get something done or like report it to insurance that it, you got to do body work or anything like that. The value of your car says, you know, it's got a accident on it. So it just completely depreciates.
You know what I thought was interesting is that I thought I needed like her license and her information, but she was driving her daughter's car. But apparently in the state of California, if you're driving someone else's car, it doesn't matter about you being tied to like the accident. It's whoever's car it is and their insurance and their identity bound to it. Which I was like, oh.
Yeah. I think everything is tied to the person that owns it except for speeding tickets.
Yeah.
That's what happened with my friend.
Wasn't her car.
No, it was her car. Her friend was driving.
Oh.
She was in the passenger seat and they got into a crazy accident and everything fell on my friend. And she was like,
oh, the one that,
Me and my cousins got pulled over this weekend in Jersey.
It was so fun.
Jersey Shore. We got pulled over and she was like, I honestly have no idea like why we're getting pulled over. So we pull over. He comes to the window and he goes, do you know why you're getting pulled? He starts laughing. He goes, do you know why you're getting pulled over? She goes, I can't even guess. And he was like, the speed limit is 35. And she goes, what was I going? And he was like, 45. And then he looked at my phone because I was editing a picture of her. And he goes, you're going over the speed limit and you're having her edit all your pictures from this weekend.
And then,
that's funny.
So he goes, I need your license and registration. So she's going through her stuff and he's asking me about my editing program. And he goes, oh, that's cool. And he goes, let me see the before and after, like all his stuff.
No way.
Yeah, he's like leaning in the car. And then my cousin pulls out her insurance and flies out two of
Coke bags.
If you know a cop, you get these two cards, like almost like
yeah.
What are they? PR, PB, not PBR. That's a beer. Anybody know the name of them? BP.
Is this like what a certification?
If you know a cop, you can get two. You get like they look like little debit cards, but they're like I know a cop. Like, can I?
Really?
Yeah, it's almost like if you have like a family member, it's something that you could show.
Usually,
yeah.
Anybody that works
in, into the bunker,
like anybody that works in like the government, like my mom, my mom's a firefighter, so she always
like
shows
first responders or whatever.
Yeah. That, because they're all like in the same community, so they all like help each other out.
Right. So they flew.
They just
out.
Happened to
well,
fly out.
That's
yeah.
His words exactly. They flew out and she goes, oh shit, those are expired. Don't look at those. He goes, oh, those just happen to fly out. Like,
a lot of people do the, they'll put the blue stripe flag on the back of their car.
Yes.
So if they ever get pulled over.
That's smart.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Oh, man.
Dude, that's like just like the Venmo idea. Yeah. Like the Venmo us. Did you guys
do bachelor party or bachelorette party Venmo?
You just got back from your bachelorette party.
My sister's
bachelor. Yes. Yeah, your bachelorette party. Your
and
sister.
I didn't realize, I posted a picture of my sister like with her ring. Everybody was saying congratulations because they thought it was because we look like twins.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I should have thought that through. Yeah, it was really fun, though. It was so much fun, like planning and setting it up.
Yeah.
And just like treating the girls and like surprising them every single day. It was. I don't know. I don't want to get into too much detail, but I know the girls want to know.
Where were you going with like the outfits that you made, like the banana ones? Was that just for pictures or did you guys actually go out and these,
it was for pictures. We didn't really want to match in public. So we just coordinated like colors. Like the color scheme was like pink and green. And then she was in white. So we stuck to that.
Do you always cringe out when you see like groups of people like in Vegas or on their bachelor? Well, they're all in like the same outfit.
Or like the sash, like bride.
Oh, the sash. Oh,
or the wigs.
Get rid of it.
You go wigs.
My sister was like, I want none of it. So I made like really like cool stuff that the bridesmaids could wear outside of the bachelorette that looked like normal clothes. And they really enjoyed it. So the banana one was literally the pictures that you saw, like that we took them off and we were like, all right.
Oh, okay.
And we like painted in them. Like it was just for us.
Yeah.
We're like, let's not go out in these. Like we don't need any more attention.
For Nashville, do we have to like dress up?
There is like some.
It's assless chaps. Yeah. You guys got it.
It's not like an outfit. It's an accessory, but and it's also not all uniform. Everyone has like a different one. You'll see.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Like we did. On the girls like tote bags that I got them, I tied like a silk bandana, but everybody got different colors. And one night when we went out, I was like, everyone incorporate the bandana in some way. So it was like tied on their purse, tied as a belt.
There you go. Nice. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
It was cute. It was so
it wasn't fun. Like a red or blue bandana, right?
It was not.
you good call. Retired.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I have like had it.
Gangs. And I don't really understand biker gangs. That's like just, the health.
I thought biker gangs were just like
they do a lot of community service.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are they like they're all like good people now?
Yeah. It's a hobbyist group. Like
it just seems like old guys like that are transitioning into trikes.
They're serving the community.
Yeah, it's like Hell's Angels. Yeah, isn't that the big one?
Yeah.
It's like
they used to
run shit.
They used to like drug run and deal arms.
The Hell's Angel does community service now?
Yeah, they're like doing Planet-a-Fish and like
they do like they do like parades.
They should name themselves Angels Devils because it's like they're in heaven now.
It's yeah,
and they're like they went from hell to heaven because they.
I say this, and then Hell's Angels guys, like real ones, come after us. I don't know. But it just seems like they're good people now.
I like that.
I think I just miss the idea of like scary badass bikers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I like that they still look the part though.
Like they're doing Toys for Tots.
Yeah. I love that.
Good That's rebrand. Good pivot.
That's cute. So cute.
Or it's so or they're funny. Doing it to cover the image of doing the, you know what I mean? Like, all right, we gotta go.
Oh, kind
of
like a front.
We gotta go drop off toys.
Because the money we're making off all this shit, we gotta put it somewhere so it looks good on us.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little community service. A little bit of acts of service.
A little bit of laundering.
Yeah.
Guess what we found out about? So my bachelor party is coming up this weekend in Nashville, and we've booked the Airbnb. We've been so excited about it. And last night, Patricia's brother looked up the address and then Googled even more into the address.
Doesn't exist.
No, not that. 2 years ago, a shooting happened at the Airbnb.
Inside
the guy
Airbnb.
Died.
No.
In the Airbnb.
Oh, do you change
he
it?
Said, no, well, he sends the screenshot. And at first I'm like, wait, what is this? And I'm like, pissed because I'm like, oh my God, what did I book? And then I'm like, oh, maybe he's joking. Maybe this is a fake article. And then I look it up and it's real.
No.
And it's not, it's a unit of like all these really nice, like modern townhouses.
Yeah.
And it's the exact one.
No.
2 years ago, somebody booked it for a rental for like 3 days. They were out of town, people from Nashville. They hit through a party, a drug exchange went wrong, and a kid got shot and died. And I'm like reading all this last night, and I'm like, oh my God.
Can you find out which room?
What room?
I think apparently he died out on the steps.
Okay. So spiritually, I think that's okay, right?
Yeah, just don't let him in.
Yeah, keep the door shut.
Okay.
That's crazy.
But it's not like it's in a safe area.
It's just very unsettling when you find out something like
you're
that.
You're
going
to be thinking about that the whole time.
Yeah.
Matt's going to not even enjoy himself. He's going to be investigating whole Airbnb.
You find a splick of blood in the corner. It's like,
how long ago?
You're like, where's Matt? Did he have a crazy night out? No, he's at the police station.
Yeah, he's
showing them evidence, extra evidence.
He found a hair that he wanted to get tested.
Sir, we already figured it out.
You're going to want to see this.
Hank.
Come here. But luckily, the morale of the group chat, everyone's like making jokes about it and in good spirits. I was mortified thinking we're going to have to rebook this entire thing.
It sounds like you could have a different theme now that you know.
Yeah.
What, spooky bachelor?
Yeah, spooky theme. You know Boo. Boo. I do.
Boo.
Boo. I do. He do.
That's it.
Boom, boom, boom. I do.
I just couldn't.
He do and we boo.
I just couldn't believe it was the exact unit.
That's insane. Out of all of them.
Yeah.
Ugh, sorry about that.
That's scary.
It'll be exciting.
It's going to be a
Someone's going to be playing pranks.
Oh, yeah, you guys are going to get back drunk one night and just be like...
Oh, it's terrible.
Matt's
but like,
Matt's wearing a Halloween shirt today.
But you know, when you buy a house, they got to tell you, hey, somebody died here. Airbnb, it's like,
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, is it because it's a rental? You don't have to tell them. You don't have to tell the.
Yeah, you're not buying it.
Interesting.
That's really funny.
Interesting.
I did. You guys should do this. Every time I stay at an Airbnb, I for a thank you, I send them Cremota.
Ooh.
So I sent them Cremota.
Oh, by the way, we sent over accelerators to the house.
Hell yeah.
Yet they arrived tomorrow.
I should have done that. They would have loved them.
Yeah. It's actually the best thing to drink if you're not drinking alcohol.
You don't have to tell me twice. Sign me up.
Strawberry.
Rocket Pop's the best.
I know how appropriate we started with this Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, yeah.
A Rocket Pop.
What flavor is Rocket Pop?
Well, you know that.
Like, I'm trying to figure it out.
Red, white, and blue.
I know, but like, what flavor? Like, popsicle flavor?
Cherry.
Freedom.
Clear. Whatever clear.
Freedom flavor.
It makes you feel free. And then,
Then blue, or is it blueberry? Raspberry?
Blue like Raz.
Blue Raz.
Blue Raz.
Did you know there's no such thing as blue raspberry? It's made up. And yeah. We were lied to our entire life.
Oh, yeah.
At Target or like Kmart, I would always go get the blue Raz Slurpees.
They were the best flavor.
Yeah.
Not a real flavor.
Okay, so what is the blue part? Is it just the dye?
Just the color.
Because I think raspberries are kind of like purple looking. And I think we want to associate grape as
purple.
And blueberry is kind of like a weird distinction.
Yeah,
like
blueberry is not a flavor you don't really see in drinks and everything.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I always choose blue. If there's blue raspberry I'm choosing it.
It's because you like raspberry.
It's because I like blue.
Because raspberry you like what?
Raspberries
like
are red.
Blowing.
Raspberries are red and like
black.
And black.
Purple.
Or is that like a blackberry?
That's a blackberry.
There's blackberry and raspberries.
Did you ever read that book?
Oh, before we continue, you can get accelerators at any of your local Target. You can get them at 7-Eleven. You can get them at Vaughn's.
Zane, popping off. They're in Tennessee, too.
Oh, Tennessee.
At the gas stations when I was going around.
There you go. I don't know exactly which gas stations there are, but they're in like a lot of gas stations.
You know what's really funny? When I got to my parents' house, my mom had grabbed accelerators before I got there. She's like, I know how much you like them. So she had them. That's so cute.
That's really cute. Then that means she's a listener. She's a coffee
bean. Hey, mama.
Accelerator X Corey. What's her favorite flavor?
Corey.
Let's give her a flavor.
Hers is the cherry limeade.
She's a Florida.
She's a cherry limeade. 100%. Uh huh.
What is the state song of Florida?
I didn't even know there was state songs.
Get crazy.
That's Jersey.
Well, Georgia.
Oh, that's Jersey.
Georgia's Georgia by Ray Charles. Texas is deep in the heart of Texas.
Oh yeah, what is the Florida song?
It's by Flo Rida.
Pitbull.
What is the Florida temperature song?
Yeah, temperature's good.
Yeah, I'd make that the Florida song.
I remember having to pick a state in school and having to learn all their state blank. State bird, state flower, state.
Yes.
Yeah, why was that important that we had to?
Yeah, I didn't.
Party conversation.
I had to do a whole essay about grapes, but didn't teach me that dogs can't eat grapes.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Like, give us the important shit that we need to learn.
Right.
Dude, I just found out dogs are, there's like five different things that we consume every day that like dogs are like poison to.
I don't know, chocolate.
What? Grapes.
There's grapes. I think something like either garlic or onion. It was something weird. I was like, wait a second. That could be on like a lot of steak, a lot of.
Yeah.
How is this not like a more known?
I know.
I don't know. That's what you need to teach kindergartens, because guess what kindergartens are doing when they have dogs
feeding
at home?
Their
feeding
animals.
Their animals.
Did you hear about dogs? That woman who served up a poisonous mushroom in Australia to like her parents and like her in-laws, and then three of them died and the other one's like in critical condition?
Oh my God.
Well, they're looking into it and she's a suspect.
And she's the only one that didn't eat it?
Well, I apparently not. And
likely story.
She served them death cap mushrooms, and apparently this part of Australia is known for like foraging mushrooms, though like the local government has been like, be very careful because these ones are really hard to tell the difference between. And she still served it up. And she's like, I feel terrible that like,
I feel so bad.
How old was she?
This woman looked like she was, I don't know, late 40s, mid 50s.
She should know.
But it was an elderly couple, but they're like, this is pretty suspicious.
Hmm. I didn't even think there was like poisonous mushrooms like that.
Yeah.
Tons of poisonous mushrooms.
Oh my God.
I always want to know, like, you get organ failure. Like, you eat it and then you just start
lots.
Like, oh, yeah.
You see, that's why I can't be in the wild. I'm gonna be hungry. I'm gonna grab some.
Bro, but imagine back in the day.
The only way to find out is
somebody had to test it. Yeah. And first of all, if I saw somebody eat a mushroom and it killed them, I'd be never touching a mushroom.
Yeah, like, yeah. I would never bring mushroom into the diet.
Like, I ate this one and I was okay, but this guy just ate that one and it just killed him.
And this other guy ate some and he saw God.
Yeah, he saw aliens.
Awesome off the list.
Yeah.
It is wild. Did you see Mr. Beast ate like a poisonous like pufferfish?
No.
Or puffer, it has to be cooked.
Yeah.
it's very, very, very specifically, or it can kill you. Yeah. And he had like a big plate of it, and he had him and all his friends like ate this fish, and it was like a.
It's like very difficult to like cook perfectly. If anything is messed up, you'll literally die. But I wouldn't trust that.
No.
No way.
Never.
Yeah.
Would you risk it?
No. Absolutely not. I'll stick with my M&Ms.
It probably doesn't even taste good.
Yeah.
As soon as he ate it, it's like, that's not worth it. And just not worth
it. Is it expensive? Is it just like such a rare delicacy to eat it?
I'm sure it is, because if it has to be cooked like perfectly, yeah. I'm sure they charge for that. you know who's eating those fucking billionaires. They're like, oh, we have to must have it.
Yeah, a filet puffer fish.
McDonald's version. Dude, people fucking sleep on that shit. I swear to God, you can't mess that up. You can't mess up a filet fish sandwich. I have never had a bad one. I've had a bad Big Mac, and I've had a bad chicken tender. I've had bad all except for the fish sandwich.
I just
sandwich.
Don't trust a McDonald's fish. And where you, did you the don't fish have to trust come
it.
From?
But I bet you it tastes good.
Yeah, I know.
Bet you it tastes good.
Filet fish just tasted good when I was like a kid, and then I got older and was like, I don't know about this.
And you threw them in the... Oh my! They're better than chicken nuggets.
Nothing like freeze-dried fish.
Ew!
It tastes good.
And you know what I don't like? Tartar sauce.
Tartar sauce.
I don't think I've ever tried.
What is tartar sauce?
Disgusting.
No, but like, what is it made out of?
It's like mayo with like a relish in it.
Yeah, that's right.
And why does it it's mean like dang fly bit? tartar sauce.
Ah, tartar sauce.
It's because it's bad. It's like a tartar sauce. Oh, shit.
Yeah, negative.
Shit's
yeah.
bad.
Damn.
I hate to damper the mood. But
oh no.
No, this just like we just found this out like 3 hours ago, right? Remember Lil Tay?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Died. Dead. I was like, oh my God, what happened? I thought it may have been an accident, car crash, something. Her brother dies too. We have not gotten any more other information than that, but I'm seeing all these sources say that there's an investigation now.
The mother.
What happened?
I know.
What happened?
So basically Lil Tay was a little girl that was flexing on the internet, and she blew up for flexing money, cars, houses.
Having a loud mouth.
Yeah, but, turns out.
But at the time when she was making these videos, she was probably like, what, 11?
Yeah.
11, yeah, 10?
Maybe younger.
So obviously somebody was coaching her and making her say
right.
all
well, these
things.
Right, well, there was
things.
A video that came out of an uncut version of her brother coaching her and telling her what to say.
Yeah.
But apparently her mother was a realtor or something. That's how she had access to the houses. And the cars were the boss's car. Yeah. So the mother got in trouble because she was using all like the money, the houses, the cars to film her daughter with this explicit content.
That's wild.
But
nine. She was nine at the time.
She was nine.
Oh my. And then she has been kind of quiet on social media for years.
She
right?
was quiet, but what's really weird is the past couple weeks I've seen on my social media that people are people started questioning what happened to Lil Tay randomly. The past like week, I would say, it's been all over my feed, and now suddenly this gets posted. So I'm like,
oh, that is strange.
It would be great if it wasn't true, because the only source is that they posted on her family posted on Instagram saying her and her brother passed away. That's where
it all came
from.
Isn't it weird
they
just said Lil Tay and her brother? Wouldn't you say the brother's name?
Right. It said Lil Tay and her brother.
Oh, yeah, really?
Why would you say her brother? Like, say the brother's name. Her brother, Gabe, or whatever his name is.
And then the last sentence was only mentioning her. Like, our hearts go out to her name is Claire. Her real name is Claire.
Are you guys thinking what I'm thinking in this situation?
I don't want to conspiracize, but I think it's either for attention. I hate to say it because something got posted recently on her page. Her page was wiped clean.
Yeah.
Then suddenly, I don't know if it was on a story or an in feed that said it was a black screen that said like help. And there was like
her her story.
Yeah. Her story or an in feed. It got taken down, but it just said help.
Is this a stunt?
It was too casual the way it was posted. Claire has passed away, blah, blah, blah. And it's so sad, like with her brother.
Why? I don't get that.
It was so separated.
There's never been like, especially with children like this, like death where I questioned it. This is the only one I've ever I'm ever questioning it's what's going on.
Whether the brother's behind it or not, this mother needs to be questioned behind bars something. Yeah. It's extremely inappropriate.
I mean, the
what's
fact
happening.
That they even put their kids' lives,
Right, exploited their children. So, so extremely sad. If they really did pass away, my heart goes out to whoever was the only people left in their life that actually care.
And I know some of you might be upset just the way we're talking about this, but look, just like with the, with what's been happened. With what's been posted with that story saying help, like this is all way too fishy. Way too, like,
something's like off.
Everyone's asking questions.
But and hey, who knows by the time this episode comes out, if there is further details.
But we did find this out like just a few hours ago. Yeah. Like this was on all of our phone.
Where are Lil Tay's friends? Like, where has she been though?
I bet she's not in school. I bet it's a whole.
Think of it though. She's 14. But
okay, so now it's been how many? I guess it's been a couple hours. I feel like it's been kind of since this morning, but I just feel like other people who knew her would come forward too and like say what she's been up to. It's weird. We don't see any photos of her over the past 4 years.
My theory is that she is abused and she's sheltered and she's hidden. I don't think she went to school. I don't think she can go outside without her mother, her brother, whoever's permission. I think she's like captive.
And I think that's a huge possibility that that's happening.
Yeah. And if she did pass away, they're involved. Like this wasn't an accident.
Now, if it is fake, what would happen at that? Screw you.
Whoever's in charge of that account, they'd be.
It's crazy
that they even posted that. Whether it happened or not, this family needs to be looked into.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's horrible. Hearts go out to them if it.
I hope they figure this out. And I hope it doesn't get swept under the rug because
I agree.
This is really fishy.
Very sad. Yeah.
It has to be an autopsy report too.
Yeah.
That has to eventually.
Yeah. Both her and the brother.
That's so strange. And you would hear about maybe there's an accident though that someone connected it to it. Like if it was a car accident, usually that also gets reported.
Yeah. That would say, it definitely.
I don't know.
If they have to look into it, it was more
this
than just
makes me angry.
An accident.
This makes it's me so horrible. Just the way her life just sucks. What a horrible fucking ending.
Nine years old.
She was treated, how they exploited her. And this girl did not have a normal life.
You guys also hear who died?
Who?
The guy who made the cha-cha slide.
What's his name?
What?
You were just doing that all week.
Yeah.
I was doing the electric
slide. He died yesterday.
Electric slide.
Cha-cha slide guy.
Cha-cha slide guy died?
Yeah.
Cha-cha slide guy.
Oh, yes. Cha-cha slide. DJ Casper dies at 58.
Oh, what the hell happened?
I do not know.
I'm surprised they never brought him out to a festival. Imagine Coachella for a second. I know people are tired of hearing it. Like at weddings and stuff, but imagine
if
a bunch of people
Cha-Cha
on drugs. People would love it. I think it'd be so funny.
Right. The only time Mariah's for drugs, she's like, everyone has to do the cha-cha slide.
Take whatever you want. Do whatever drug you want, but I want one song.
Cha-cha slide.
I think it'd be so fun. It's just everybody knows the dance. It brings up people
and Mariah's
together.
You know what? Maybe I'll do a little drugs if you play the cha-cha slide. Everybody has to do it.
Damn, dude, what cha-cha happened?
I'm not sure. I think he may have not been in good health.
It was cancer.
No.
Cha-cha slide spread like wildfire. Everyone the radio wasn't playing cha-cha slide. The cha-cha slide found you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Have you seen people who have the troll cha-cha slide? They'll play sometimes and it just does to the left.
Yeah, it keeps going. To the left.
To the left now, y'all.
To the left now, yeah. Isn't it funny that everybody does that dance exactly the same except for that one Charlie Brown move? Everybody's different.
Charlie Brown?
It's either kind of right foot, left foot, or this. We do this.
Oh,
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown.
Arrest him.
Then I would say Charlie Brown actually should be this. This is how Charlie Brown dances.
That's the pony.
Do, 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 do.
Or it's what's the other dance? The Cotton Eye Joe. Everybody's was different.
What is the Cotton Eye Joe dance, though?
It's that.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, yes.
Where did you come from? Where did you go?
That's what he says?
What did
Cotton Eye Joe?
Oh, yeah. The song is called Cotton Eye Joe.
What did you think he said?
Auditory processing disorder.
Say it again.
No. I've been married.
If it hadn't have been for Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, see, I didn't know that part. That's why.
Where'd you come from?
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
I've always been.
When I was younger.
Never midnight matter. Never married a long time ago. I would always just say that.
I know the title, so I go, Cotton Eye Joe. I've been married.
Didn't even know that was even.
I used to do, when I was younger, I used to think it was, we gabba gibba da cotton. We gabba gibba da.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Ooh. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? What does that mean?
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd be married. Oh, maybe she has a side a side
He came to town like a midwinter storm. He rode through the fields so handsome and strong. His eyes was his tools and his smile was his gun. But all he had come for was having some fun.
All right, Jordan.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd be married a long time ago. Yeah. So maybe this guy came in and made her second guess her marriage. But it's a guy singing.
That's like Jolene sequel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Jolene and Cotton Eye Joe in a past life.
Yes. You know what dance I always wish I learned was the Miley Cyrus one that was like, zigzag, cross the board. It's a domino. That, I wish I learned it. It was just not cool because I was in high school when that was popping off. But man, there days
it's
where
never
I'm like
too late.
I know, just
set aside a day.
So many moves though.
Yeah
because we all have
there's a lot going
we can take
on
an hour
thing.
It's lot.
Like the Scarn Michael Scott. That's how you do the Scarn. Jump to the left and you shake that hand.
I can never do the electric slide. That one was hard.
I just showed Heath the video. We were at Atlantic City in the club. And it was house music. Every song that played, me and my cousins, we did the electric slide. It's so easy. It's just right, left, back, forward. That's it.
Oh, I know, but then there's just that move. Yeah, how does electric slide, how does it go, the sound?
Da, 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 da. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Did that come before the cha-cha slide?
Yeah, this was like the
80s. Okay.
Wait, what year? Is it 80s?
Wow, Macarena, though. That shit.
Yeah, that I can get down with.
That was a cultural reset.
Who remade it? It sounded Tyga. Really good. Tyga killed it.
Yo, Tyga's
Macarena. Oh,
yeah, that goes hard. Yeah.
What do you think was the first music video?
I know what it is. Oh, I know what the first music video that was ever aired on MTV.
Which one?
Video killed the radio star.
Really?
Oh, that makes because sense. Get it? Because
radio star. Oh, that makes so much sense.
It's the first one. Yeah, video killed the radio star. So they played that.
Whoa.
Pictures came and broke.
How was that planned out if they didn't exist yet?
Yeah, how did, like, I don't understand how that, like.
Well,
like,
no, I think there were other music videos that were out, but that was just the first one to ever air on MTV.
Got it.
Because, and they did that because.
Like, I want to know at what point they were, like, somebody's like, we should put a movie to this song that we're singing. You know what I mean?
Give a visual.
Like instead of just like recording a video of somebody performing.
Right.
When they went, hold on, let's do a legit music video.
Yeah, what was the first music video? That's not just like a performance, right? Like video recorded performance as a music video, but planned out, scenes. Like what was that first one?
Let's see. Oh, the first music video ever. Oh, well, they said it was in 1894. they set the recording of their song
a
little
recorded
lost
on
child.
A microwave, black and white.
So
those cameras, you had to be so still.
Yeah,
that video was probably just so blurry. No, but where people were like editing it, and it was like a
There's got to be like it's got.
Well, they're not editing; they're
taping. Could you imagine if we had to do that for this podcast? We would never get it up.
Oh yeah, I mean, if we had to post once every 2 months,
if we had to cut the roll of film and then Mariah's taping.
Oh my!
Putting them together, sliding it. Cut.
But hey, to be the first podcast, I think it'd be worth it.
That would be awful,
dude. Imagine people back then seeing what you can do now. People gather around and talk.
Man, I just miss tuning on. Wait, fuck, what's the word? Turning on MTV and just watching music videos. That was so much fun. VH1, 2, the top 20 countdown.
Yeah.
And they would let the whole thing run. And then it kept getting shorter and shorter where they would only play 40 seconds of the music video. I hated that.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, they did only play, but never played the full one.
It's like hit clips.
But then when you had like digital cable, like the full on TV guide, you had MTV Hits. And that was a station that just played the full music video all day, 24 hours.
Yeah.
And there was MTV Jams that was like more R&B. God, good time.
You kids will never get it. You'll never
They're trying to watch
the music videos as you're getting ready for school and then leaving and just waiting right as soon as the music video ends.
Or when you had to leave and like your favorite one was coming on.
Oh my, yeah.
Yeah.
I would be late all the time because I'd be like, okay, it's worth it. I just want to like watch it because you can't watch it anywhere else.
I remember really trying to, I wanted to watch the Thriller music video so badly in like 2000. Yeah. And my mom was like, we used to sit around the TV for hours waiting for the Thriller music video to come on. And I'm like, where can I watch it now? She was like, I don't know. Like, and so I remember going on Napster and I downloaded it and it took like all day to download the full file and probably gave my dad so many computer viruses. But you know, those shows like I Love the 80s, I Love the 90s,
yeah.
I Love the 2000s. They think that those shows really gave our generation a lot of, generational awareness to past decades we didn't live in.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, there's been a lot of talks where they want to bring that back for this younger generation, but have us like talk about our decades. Oh,
that'd be sick.
And if they do it, I want to be on it so badly.
That would be really fun.
Manifestation, baby.
Please get me on that.
That works.
I found clips on TikTok of, so I used to watch over and over and over again on VHS. I had a Britney Spears like documentary on VHS, and I used to study her and watch her, and I was just like, I'm going to be the next Britney Spears. Loved her. And people are posting clips from it that I haven't seen since I used to watch it. I'm sending them to my sister, and I was like, we had this one on VHS, the clips, and all the comments are like, what is this from? Like, how do people have clips of this? And I'm like, oh, they don't know. Like, yeah. I used to have the Britney Spears documentary, and I used to have a Mary Kate and Ashley.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh my god.
And Disney Channel used to do those really cool behind the scene videos, yes, as well. Like Backstreet, yes, Boys, I remember, went bowling, and I remember that very, yes, specifically. Aaron Carter and Samantha Mumba don't went to a marine biology place. And Aaron Carter was like, I love marine biology. And I like marine biology because Aaron Carter did.
Like, yeah. Britney Spears took a trip to Hawaii to meet her biggest fan, and she like showed up at the house, and I was, yes, like, that could have been me.
And didn't she teach her how to do like the walk? Like,
they don't do that anymore. You went to Tennessee this weekend?
I did.
Pete's family moved to Tennessee from Florida. They now reside
they
there.
They all went. My mom and dad, my grandma, grandpa, my brother and his wife and baby.
They all live there now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Full time.
Oh, out like in Chattanooga?
Yeah, just outside of Chattanooga. So they live in Cleveland and Reliance.
Nice. Is Sally Dar's from Chattanooga?
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if you know her.
But yeah, it's a...
You don't know her, do you? Wait,
who's that? I've heard the name.
Sally Dar. She's like Sally Dar Griffin. She's a great TikToker.
Oh.
I don't know. I'll introduce you guys. Just to have Chattanooga friends.
But yeah, so I went out there to visit, and I get there, and then the next day, my dad just isn't feeling well. So he goes to the hospital.
Oh, no. Wait, with what? What was he not feeling well with?
He woke up at like 4 a.m. and just an insane stomach pain. Really just not feeling well. And he already has his appendix out. So it wasn't that. And he goes to the hospital, and apparently he's got to get his gallbladder removed.
Ooh.
He had 20 gallstones this big.
20?
20 of them.
What?
And like all together? Like were they all like just...
Yeah, that can happen.
I picture like an everlasting gobstopper.
You can't pass gallstones, right? Because it's in its own...
It's really bad. So the tube to pass it through would be small. If they would have passed, it would have been a while ago, but they were already so hard and like calcified.
Ooh, that's insane. That's in.
So he literally had like a bag of these rocks, and his whole gallbladder was like super inflamed. So they're like, oh my God, we got to like do the surgery. So my entire trip was like based off of this whole thing.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
So we were like there with him, and then he couldn't get it done that day because there's one surgeon, and he already had like 4 operations to do for that day.
Because they're not like close to hospital.
There's only one operating room.
Oh, ooh, my God, sucks.
So they had to postpone it till the next day, but he had to stay overnight. So the next day he ends up going in, getting the surgery, and
they removed the stones, or they removed the whole gallbladder.
Took the whole gallbladder out.
Okay. Wow.
But yeah, it went really well. The procedure was about, I think, like 40 minutes or so.
Yeah, it has to be quick.
And he recovered really well. He's doing really well. But he just can't like bend over or lift anything. Yeah. So he's just kind of like moving slowly.
Did he take the gallstones home?
Dude, I asked for them.
Why can't you just like take shit like that home?
I don't get it. It's your
property.
Body.
Yeah,
I think they sell that shit and get money for something.
Is the gallbladder?
Where would, where would you put it?
I don't know. I feel like people are putting it on a necklace.
It's the
It's like a
God.
Like a puka shell necklace.
If they would have let me keep that, I would have drilled a hole through each of them and put them as a.
No, they would have like flaked that out. It's like salt, basically, right? Is like what a gallstone is.
I think they use it for like to give it to hospitals, like different hospitals to like for research.
Look at those things.
What's the reason for them? Or like how does that happen?
Your gallbladder creates like the stomach bile.
Bro, those are beach rocks.
Yo, they're gorgeous.
Those are pebbles. You could skip those.
They look like less like prickly than a kidney stone. Kidney stones like have like look like little mini shards of glass almost. They're really prickly. That looks like a steady stone.
But these can like penetrate like your intestines if you pass it.
Yes.
My gosh.
But yeah, so if you don't get your gallbladder removed, you can get like septic and like poison yourself from the inside if it like ruptures or anything like that.
So like, and each one forms like over like certain amount of time, like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
So that, how many years do you think it took to,
I would imagine
probably a few decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's insane.
But he never had any issues with it until the morning he woke up and he's like, something's wrong.
I just can't believe you don't feel like rocks in your fucking...
Well, you're like doing jumping jacks.
No, I should... But yes, I should expect to hear rocks in my fucking... my gallbladder.
Is the gallbladder really green? Like, well, because you know, on like diagrams and they look at the abdomen, the gallbladder is always green. But I'm like, but is it green or is that just for like...
I think it's just to show you.
Think it's just showing you like that... That's the bile.
There's waste. Matt,
there's nothing green, I think, in your
body. Bile is very like bright yellow, neon greenish. Have you ever thrown up stomach bile?
No. It's never come out neon green.
It is the worst thing in the world.
Yours neon green?
Super, super, super.
It's just yellow. I think mine's always been like yellow brown. Sorry.
yellow
brown. Comment down below what color
yours has been.
No, the gallbladder is green.
Oh, it is.
It's green.
Let me see.
Oh! Whoa. Oh my God, it looks like a Peppa.
That's on the internet?
Looks like a fucking Peppa. Oh, look at that. God. Show Mariah.
That's a little jalapeno. I saw
it. It's a pepper. Ooh. Oh my God, it's green.
It is green.
Oh! Yo, get that out
of
here.
It does look like a pepper.
Oh, I don't think anybody needs to go. Just get it out.
I will never eat a shishito pepper, a jalapeno,
never
again.
It is a shishito pepper.
Oh, hell no.
It's kind of cute.
It's no, that is ugly.
It looks like a VeggieTales like character.
Yeah, I'm going to get that a tattoo.
But it's crazy. My dad's like internal body is just missing everything now. So he's got a kidney removed. He's got his appendix removed. Ooh. His gallbladder's not in there anymore.
At least he has both testicles.
Still stronger than me. Still can kick my ass.
Son of a bitch. So they live... in the middle of the Cherokee National Forest, like it's a 20-minute drive just
to civilization
off the road up into this windy mountainous road
off West Street.
I honestly,
I thought you're gonna keep going.
Country like, road, tell one, exactly two, four. The location.
Yeah, but yeah, so it's just like a crazy windy road, and I did all the driving. I think I put probably 3,000 miles on my dad's truck. Ooh. Driving them around.
Wow,
it was insane. But yeah, so one night we were leaving and there was a tree down. So if the tree's blocking the road, there's nothing you can do.
Oh shit.
So we had to go all the way back down and go around an entire other way around the mountain to go up the backside to get to their house. And then
we
left later on, the tree was cleared up. We went to go see my brother like 45 minutes away. We come back at night and we get probably 100 feet to the house and a massive tree is falling down across the whole road and we can't just get up one more turn. So I had to put it in reverse and back up down this mountain.
Oh no.
Down the windy, bro.
And then that sucks.
All the way down and then all the way around the mountain
again. And hope that nobody was coming.
It was crazy.
I think that another tree wasn't like, imagine reversing.
Oh yeah, right. Two trees.
You need like a winch or something for there.
It was
like a saw.
Yeah, if we had like a chainsaw in the truck, it would have been nice. But
yeah,
I bet he'll put one in there now.
Yeah, but it was nice. I got to spend a lot of quality time with everybody and
with Mother Nature.
That's right. That's
right.
Got to see my nephew.
How's he doing?
Good.
How old now?
Almost two.
My gosh.
How's he doing? Is he a fat little baby?
No, he's actually...
Yeah, he's fit.
He's pretty
he's fit.
Yeah. He's pretty active, yeah.
All right.
I like patted him on his belly and he kind of had like pecs. Like I was like...
little baby pec.
All right, well, get him into sports early.
Zane Zila formula.
Just basically hung out with them and flew back.
Bummer the timing of it though. Like you get
but
there
it was,
and
it was
like,
also like...
I kind of like, yeah.
I think it was the best timing because yeah. I was at least there to like... drive my mom around in the truck.
True.
And, like, take care of everything.
And if you were here and you heard about what was happening, you would want to be there.
I would have been freaking out knowing that he was going to go into surgery.
It's almost like God did this when you were coming.
He worked
like,
hey,
this needs to happen at some point. Let's just do it now, just in case.
But yeah, everything was really good.
My mom does not have gallstones.
I think I have them.
You think you have them? I've always been fearful that I have them too.
I 100% do because the pain that I've been feeling, like you know how I keep getting that thing
yeah
every month.
Oh, you should.
It's exactly what that is that my dad had. I just need to get like the test done where they do the, they could do like a CT scan or I can get my ultrasound.
Do you see the people posting? They're like, the doctor's appointment you waited 5 months for. And they're like, make sure you're drinking water. Make sure you're checking on yourself. Yeah. And they're like, that's what he went in for his stomach pain. And they told him, they're like, just keep taking care of yourself. If you want to get your stomach checked, you're going to have to make another appointment for a different hospital to get an ultrasound. And he's like, I waited so long for this appointment. You couldn't call me? Stupid.
I feel like you've been talking about this for way too long.
I agree.
Buddy, I just got a deep cleaning on my teeth yesterday. Guess how much it was?
$150.
$150 for my deep cleaning on my teeth?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
No?
Times that by 10.
No, it wasn't.
What?
It was $1,000. In like
where the hell are you going?
You could have done it at home, I bet.
We could. I would have cleaned your teeth.
What'd you get, veneers?
No, it's like it's a deep cleaning that they tell me. Oh, you should get this every 2 years, where they just go deep into your gums and like clean everything out.
Every cleaning should be a deep cleaning.
I was like, yeah, I could not.
It's literally a deep cleaning. Every time
I say take care of your teeth, and then they're like, but we're gonna charge you $1,000. Oh, you should do it.
I don't. I was crushed. Stupid. I was like, what
was special that they did inside your mouth?
Yeah, what was different? Like, what was the? I'm just picturing a car wash. What was the trim package?
Yeah,
like did they do like a wash and wax?
Numb all of your gums, and then they go up in there and like just clean deeply into all of your gums.
Did they shoot your gums?
Yeah, they numbed
your gums.
Yeah,
to
they
do this?
Numbed all my gums and my lips. Ooh, and
must
stuff.
Be invasive.
Oh. Sounds like
it was great. I feel like my teeth feel super clean.
It didn't feel. It didn't hurt.
Like, oh, it was like sensitive after, and then they had to put in like some what do they call like prebiotic or antibiotics like in a few little of the areas, and they charged me for that as well.
That's literally what they just forced Jordan on. I think this is some new shit to make more money. He goes. I went to the dentist, and they told me I have some gum bacterial thing, and that I need to go do this. Thing
right. The thing is, so, teeth, I'm also paranoid about because your teeth are like the first things like to go, and it can dictate a lot of your health.
I mean, I'm not gonna, your teeth look mighty fucking white right now.
Thank you.
Big weekend ahead.
Thank you.
Big weekend. He comes back and says,
"Oh
God, in the club." Where's Matt? Matt, smile.
Matt, look up and smile.
But I just couldn't believe it. I was devastated. And the thing is, I love my dentist. So I was just like, I didn't want to like cause a ruckus ever. And be like, what is this? I just wish they would tell you what.
Was that with insurance?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did they do like a whitening on like?
No.
I think the most expensive thing was the numbing.
Numbing too. And the antibiotics at the end. Cause they were like, okay, we're going to do 6. And the way they were talking about it, I'm like, are you proposing this to me? Like I should do this or is this what we need to do? And I realized they were charging me that. And I think I view the dentist as a thing when like, oh, you're a kid, you gotta go to the dentist. It's a thing to do. And now I'm like, as an adult, I'm like, I should go just once a year.
I think
everything's a scam.
You know how you have a, like whenever there's an argument happening between business or something, you have a lawyer to protect you and knows what there you, everybody needs a lawyer when it comes to like going to the dentist or going to a doctor. Cause I swear to God, like they'll say that, oh, you need to do this. Or like when you go get your car checked, oh, you need to do this. I think there should be somebody at all times, like your life coach.
Yeah.
That constantly just knows
that just protects
everything.
You from people trying to take advantage.
Yeah.
It's like I went to go get my oil change the other day and I can tell they were about to take advantage of me because I'm a girl and I shouldn't know about cars. But he trained me to say like no to certain things. And they say, you need this. You're up to date with this. You need this. I say no to everything. So they were about to take advantage of me. And then I had all these answers to all their questions. And I was like, I'm good. And then they stopped asking me questions.
And then, like, and then my car broke down.
Yeah, and then I lost all 4 tires. Then they charged me for premium air.
And then it caught on fire.
Premium air.
Oh, Matt, really quick. I went home this past weekend, and I went to the oldest residential street in the United States.
In Philadelphia. I've been there.
You've been there?
I've been on that street. Yeah. When Patricia and I went to Philadelphia, I was looking up fun things to do and I went down the street. It is so cool.
What's the street called?
It's called Elfriths.
Yes. It looks like it's out of just like a little Charles Dickens novel.
If you see pictures before and after, it's like nothing moved except there were horses then and wagons. Yeah.
And they want to keep it like that for like forever, right?
Yeah. Just keep it as the oldest residential, so people live there.
That's sick.
And then they have one house that is a museum and you can, it was closed when we got there. So I didn't walk in, but you can walk in and see what it was like back then. It's from the 1700s, the street.
And they, yeah, no, like the house, though, they haven't like touched. They
no, no, no. It's a museum. So they like made it.
Betsy Ross's house is over in that neighborhood too. Across the street. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Whoa.
Isn't that cool?
That's in Philadelphia.
And it's beautifully.
Were you there in the day? Mm-hmm. I went down it at night.
We did like sunset.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that looks like a set.
So then right across.
And the next street over, it doesn't look like that. They like kept it.
No, it there's still like cobblestone and stuff. It's still, Philadelphia is very good at preserving history. But this definitely is one of a kind street there.
Yeah, it's really so cool nice. When you come across it.
Now it's a highway, but right across the highway is the Delaware River. So we just pictured like them getting water from the river and coming back. Like, oh,
yeah,
it's so freaking cool to be there. 1700s.
It's so crazy. We're looking at this like freaking out. But like the Colosseum in Rome.
Yes, but America, we're a young country. We're a young country.
We don't get anything. Like,
but you're right, though.
The thing was built in like 30
like
BC.
30. Just one?
It's insane.
Built in one.
In one. Year one.
Like we've got Betsy Ross's house.
Cool. And the Liberty Bell.
But like, look at that. And we thought Hillary Duff performed in that like Lizzie McGuire movie that they were actually doing shows in the Coliseum.
Enough, she did.
Is that what they did in the movie?
Yeah, at the end, she sings with Paolo.
And
Isabella.
Sing to
this
me, Paolo.
This is what dreams are made of. And they're at hey the now, fucking Coliseum.
Hey
and
where people were massacred.
I thought they still did shows up until I actually went to Rome. I thought like, oh, I thought there was like, it was some pop-up seating or something because of the movie. And I realized that is not true.
The disrespect.
She's out there performing in the middle of the Colosseum.
Hey now. This is what dreams are made of. People were dying.
People walk about.
That's a funny shot.
Chips, popcorn.
You know they were fucking laughing at the idea too. They're like, oh, we're just gonna make it look like she's performing in the fucking.
I can't believe they thought it was okay. That is the Hollywood Bowl.
I think we should turn the Hollywood Bowl into a Coliseum again.
I think so.
And start throwing in people for sport. Let's fucking do it. I can name a few. It would be fun.
Dude, I love the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Obsessed.
When they're like walking on the red carpet, it's like, you're a shining star.
Oh my God.
I was
gosh.
Like, oh man, I want to be famous. I want to go on a red carpet like that. I want Lizzie McGuire
so bad. Ugh.
I remember I bought the CD at Target, begged my mom.
I'm not going to lie. Cadet Kelly goes hard.
That is one of my favorite movies back then.
Oh yeah!
In the end, that whole remember the end, the somebody almost died from the like that is some real, real fucking action and drama.
And Cadet Kelly, someone almost died.
Yes.
What? When?
Remember in the end
when they're like what twirling their guns, a gun right. goes off.
I don't remember them dying.
Yeah, remember the side of the rock, side of the rock, side of the mountain. Thank you very much, Jordan. Thank you.
Damn, you know your Cadet Kelly.
Yes, I do. It was during the competition,
right?
I think he was either the like father.
He breaks his leg.
Yeah,
right?
You see, look, somebody's on the side. Somebody falls. Somebody almost dies. Look, we got blood.
Could we get Christy Carlson Romano on like a high Patreon episode? I would love to get high and just high ask Patreon. Her everything about Even Stevens.
We could easily get Beans on.
Definitely.
Let's get Beans and Christian Carlson Romano on.
Beans is sweet.
He is sweet.
You know what? I'd like to meet Shia LaBeouf once.
Oh my God, I know.
I just want to meet him. I know he's... I just like to meet him.
She's Zero from Holes and Shia LaBeouf like reunited.
No, it was a whole reunion for the movie.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. Was this open to the public? And where I don't was think,
no,
this?
No, it was not open to the public.
Oh, damn.
Zero actually, he posted on his YouTube channel of like the reunion. Like Shia was there.
Sigourney
the cast was there.
Sigourney Weaver? Did she show up?
I didn't watch the full thing. I just skipped through. I honestly skipped to the meeting of him and them both talking. But I love that. I love a good reunion on like just like an iconic movie, iconic shows.
Oh, yeah. I love the Matilda one. They did like a script read of like they all got around. So that cool. was great.
It just fills a hole that I didn't know was empty.
It does. And you just want to see how they're doing. You don't know who's like fucking still alive. You just want to see them all together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you remember that episode where Lewis starts dating Beans' sister and he can't like stop seeing that he's on the boat with her and like her face like morphs into him like on her body?
Was it the Even Stevens movie when there was like reality TV show? And
gotcha.
Loved
Yeah.
Love that. I actually just watched that recently. I watched a little bit of that movie. So good. And that was
squirrel,
good.
The squirrel chases them, or they chase after the squirrel.
Yeah. They, got the they should do another, like just in general, just another movie based on something like that. Cause that was a really good
concept
mm-hmm. for a movie.
TV was so good back then.
It really was. They fucking killed it.
Mm.
It was so good that today the only new things coming out are remakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how good it was. Because they can't top it. They're like, let's just do something else.
Dude, Lewis was the best, man. Remember when he hit something was wrong with his locker and they gave him the janitor's closet and he turned that into like his locker and he started having like margarita parties and stuff. People are combining like sombreros.
His character was the best character of like every Disney show.
God. I love that.
I remember when he was on like he made the beach chair lawn into like a gun and
Stevens the movie.
Oh yeah,
the beginning. Yeah, yeah. He gets the hot dog. And it's like
someone should just remake everything that he does in all these like episodes.
Oh yeah.
Make a whole TikTok account.
Do you remember True Confessions where he played the mentally challenged brother?
No.
No.
Oh man, it was like Shia LaBeouf playing like a mentally challenged kid and he knocked it out of the park.
Oh wow.
I think looking back at me. But it was his and first dramatic role. He was so good. It was like True. Uh-oh, broken brain. Paparazzi True. God, I loved it.
Honestly,
this is like wind down conversation.
Yeah, yeah, this is what we're getting to. This can't be public.
Oh man. All right.
All right, let's get on the unwind.
Let's jump into the
unwind. Let's get in the unwind.
All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. Make sure to check out Cremota at cremota.com. We've got your Cremacha starter kit. It's got everything you need. We also got bagged coffee, K-cups, and we got espresso in whole and ground.
And make sure to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/ZaneHeath, where we post bonus episodes. We post high drunk episodes. We have a private Discord. We do live Q&As. And we also keep these cameras running for another 15 to 30 minutes every episode. And we just keep chatting it up and we'll post or we'll talk about stuff that we can't talk about in the public episode. Just make it a little juicy, whatnot. You can get all that for $5 a month.
And you're getting
after you sign up
all these episodes a few days early and ad free.
You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all the podcasts. Platforms on your device, and you can check out the video form of these episodes on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/ZaneAndHeath, every Tuesday.
All right, baby.
Toodles.
Well, we'll see you guys.
See you, Unwinders, in 5 seconds. Bye.